Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, November 27, 2025. A happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Hopefully the day is filled with fantastic food, football, those who you are thankful with, and in-laws who are the least amount of pain in the ass as possible. That is what I wish for you on this Thanksgiving 2025. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving food eventually because you kind of have to on this day. I don't really care if it's good radio or not. Dom's a controversial guy. Dom and I got into an argument about bacon the one day that we worked together, and Dom was incorrect about the use of bacon. Bacon is fantastic and should be put on pretty much anything and everything under the sun. But I'm going to throw a food take out here, Dom, that I think you're going to wholeheartedly agree with. Turkey sucks.
Jack, I'm going to give you a standing ovation.
Turkey is atrocious. It is. I will have two very small pieces of white meat turkey on my plate with gravy on it, and that'll be the least amount of each food that I have on my plate tonight. It's got to be there because it is like the staple, like the centerpiece of the Thanksgiving meal, and has been since Thanksgiving has been a thing, since the Native Americans and the Pilgrims. But, like, I've seen every year, like, when I doom scroll on, like, TikTok or Instagram reels, I'm always seeing different ways that people cook and prep turkeys. You have to do so much to the bird in order for it to taste good. Like, I see people spatchcock it and take, like, a giant knife and cut out the backbone, and then that way when you do that, you flatten everything out, then it cooks evenly. Like, that takes a lot of effort. You got to put on gloves and make a compound butter and then go underneath like the skin of the turkey and lather it all in there, brine it, let it. If you have to do that much to the thing to make it taste good, what are we doing? Whereas, like, you could throw a ham in the oven with some butter and brown sugar and pineapple if that's your thing, and it's fine. You get a good cut of a filet or a steak. Boom, you're good to go. Even chicken, you don't have to do a whole lot to for the chicken to taste good. Like, for turkey, I mean, if that's your thing and you enjoy doing it, congratulations on all your success. But, like, I heard Mike Florio on with the guys yesterday. Oh, yeah, when we do my turkey, it's good every time. You got to put some effort into it.
I hate turkey. I did a whole thing on this yesterday, and I'll just repeat myself because it's worth repeating. Turkey sucks. And nobody likes turkey. Anybody who says they like turkey, they're lying because they think they have to like it because we've been doing it for years. No, you don't like it. Turkey sucks. It's always dry. The leftovers are terrible. It puts you to sleep by halftime of the Cowboys game. Nobody likes it. Just because that's the only thing the Pilgrims could find 400 years ago doesn't mean we need to keep doing it. Jack, you and I'm Gen Z. I don't know if you're Gen Z. I don't know where you fall.
I think I was born in 98. I think that's Gen Z.
All right, you're Gen Z. Our generation needs to move us as a country past turkey. I nominate chicken. If you want to nominate ham, we can have a conversation. We need to move past turkey.
You know, the comedian Stavros something or other? He's got a very Greek name. He's in that show Tires with Shane Gillis.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know if this was this year or a past lead up to Thanksgiving episode of Pardon My Take, but he's got a Greek name and his family is very Greek. And they asked him like, well, what's a Greek Thanksgiving look like? And they basically just subbed the turkey for like a leg of lamb.
Great.
Leg of lamb, not my thing, just personally, but that is also, you know, done right, cooked in a Greek kind of way. Phenomenal.
Yeah. Lamb, duck, anything but turkey. And like you said, so many people have different ways of making it. Like, we roast it, we deep fry it, we do this.
Oh, yeah.
It never works.
Yeah. Some might argue that if you deep fry a turkey, that's the best way to do it. But, you might burn down your house and half the neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah, it's just, you have to go to lengths and leaps and bounds for it to taste good. And I'm not. I'll eat it today. There'll be two very small pieces of white meat turkey on my plate. And that'll be that. Give me the sweet potato casserole, the green bean casserole, the stuffing. I still call it stuffing, even though technically, I guess if you cook it outside of the bird, it's called dressing.
Nobody calls it dressing.
People in the South do.
An
overwhelming people in the, it's like, we have a producer at TOV, born and raised in the South, and she's like, it's dressing. And I'm like, okay, thank you, but I don't want to entertain that argument. But technically, I guess that's what it is. Anyway, give me that. Get me the cranberries, all that stuff. No turkey.
Now, do you
very
like
minimal
the
amount of turkey? Mashed potatoes, that's going on there as well.
Do you like the cranberry sauce from the can, or do you like when people do like the real, you know, quote unquote?
The can.
Yeah. It has to be from the can.
That thing. Yeah.
Yeah. You got like the rings on the side of it.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep. All right. The Steelers have a giant game on Sunday. If they lose to the Bills, they go to 6-6. The Ravens play tonight, and we'll find out whether or not the Steelers could slip down to second place in the AFC North if Baltimore beats Cincinnati tonight. They win and go to 7-5. The Steelers could lose and fall to 6-6, and boom, the Ravens have a one-game lead for the division, and then you still got to play them twice. So we'll find out if that makes Sunday's game even more must-win if you make it there, if the turkey doesn't put you to sleep before the Bengals and the Ravens tonight. Nonetheless, we also need to find out whether or not Aaron Rodgers is playing. I don't think that he is. I get, and Pony said this yesterday, and I agree wholeheartedly, like, I get Russell Wilson calf injury vibes from this wrist situation with Aaron Rodgers. It was, it's not that bad. He's going to ramp up and try and play against the Bears. Yeah, we held him out for precautionary reasons. Mike Tomlin hip fires immediately after the game. Yeah, I anticipate he'll be ready to go for Buffalo. Tuesday press conference. Well, we'll see where the week takes us. We'll let the participation be our guide. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a broken wrist. There is something broken in there. And if he falls on his ass or gets knocked on his rear end again on Sunday and falls the way that he did, you could screw it up even more. I just get the hunch that it's going to be Mason Rudolph again on Sunday. We'll see if that hunch sticks. Aaron Rodgers met with the media yesterday, as the starting quarterback for the Steelers typically does on Wednesday afternoons. I have not heard it yet. I was busy yesterday. That might be, you know, a bad thing for a sports talk host in this town to admit, but I did not listen to a lick of Aaron Rodgers yesterday. Busy for the holiday prep. So we're going to react to it together authentically, and I'll let you know if my opinion changes or not, if I think he'll play on Sunday based off of what he said to the media yesterday. So, Dom, without further ado, let's hear Aaron Rodgers and his chat with reporters yesterday at Steelers headquarters.
And how's the wrist feel this week? Do you anticipate a big difference between how you would have been able to go last week versus this week?
Well, I wasn't able to go last week, so I'm hoping for a different outcome this week.
What's the biggest difference there that would make you able to go this week versus last week?
Time for healing.
Aaron, at what point did you know you wouldn't be able to go, and were you optimistic kind of heading into Sunday?
I'm not going to get into that. Yeah, I mean, I was trying to see where I was at Thursday and Friday, And that's all I'm going to say about that.
How about this week, as far as relating to last week? How much?
Yeah, well, I've had more days for the callus to form and more healing, especially, you know, Monday and Tuesday, just doing rehab. Today I did a little bit more. Tomorrow I'll do a little bit more and see where I'm at come Friday.
Is it your understanding you have to have a doctor's clearance to play on Sunday?
No, I've never had that understanding.
What changes for you, or does, I guess, anything change in terms of the preparation this week compared to a week ago?
No, I prepared to start last week, just like I'll prepare to start this week.
How comfortable do you feel with the brace or cast or whatever it is that you're wearing? Are there certain limitations you have with that device?
With the cast, you mean? There's limitations for sure, but that's for safety.
Last week you talked about wanting to be able to take snaps under center. Where are you kind of in that process? Do you feel more ready to do that this week?
Not today. Not today. We'll see about later in the week.
Any frustration at all that you didn't get to go in that game?
Yeah, for sure. I'm always wanting to play. And there's been very few times that an injury has been significant enough to keep me off the field. So that was definitely disappointing, but, you know, also being in Chicago, but it is what it is.
Aaron, you've been in a lot of playoff races over the years. What separates the teams that go on to have success and maybe the teams that falter at the end?
They start playing the right way this time of year. You know, I think sometimes injuries play a part in that. We've been pretty fortunate for the most part to not have a ton of major injuries to starters, but you start to play the right way. And we got good opponents on the schedule, the last six. We have three division games, so there's a lot in front of us.
Aaron, from offensive perspective, what do you guys have to do to play the right way so you guys can try to get in there?
You got to be on the details. Same thing we've been talking about all year. You know, there's just too many times where, you know, we haven't been able to survive downs, I think is the best way to put it, where there's an MA or a mental error or a missed assignment, and we're not able to kind of survive the down and either get through it with an incompletion or a zero-yard gain or a dump-off that keeps us, you know, in front of the sticks. So we got to do a better job at that.
Did you see that illegal formation before it happened? Like, if the camera cut through and reacted up to you, reacting to it?
Yes, that's exactly what I was reacting to.
Aaron, what can you do in practice to get rid of those MAs? And then how do you carry that over into a Sunday?
Well, we've been trying to figure that out all season. So I think I think this is the time where the focus maybe has to go up a little bit more, and the serious approach needs to maybe tighten up a little bit more. I love what a loose team we are, but sometimes you got to maybe crank that thing up just to maybe 1% and get a little bit more locked in. But it's really on the players. You know, we have to. Monday to Saturday is when you win a lot of these football games, and just dial in the plan and being able to fix things when they happen in real time, and being able to make a bad play doable. And if we can do that, then we're going to put ourselves in position to win all six of these games.
You've played with Broderick all season. He obviously can't go on Sunday. What's your comfort level with Calvin or Andrews, whichever ends up starting there?
Yeah, a lot of comfort with those guys. I mean, obviously, Rod has played really well for us. AP has played a lot of football for us. You know, a lot of confidence in Cal coming in. He's been a great swing for us, and he practices with us all the time during the week, so we have a lot of confidence in both those guys.
Aaron, you said that a lot of success on Sunday depends on what happens Monday to Saturday. What is the – are you seeing the things that you need to see during the week out of this group, or is there more on the bone there, as Mike T. likes to say?
Well, let me see what happens tomorrow. You know, I feel like we had a good start to the week. You know, we had a good meeting on Monday. We had, you know, a good time yesterday watching some tape together. So we'll see what the film looks like today, and then we'll see how it feels tomorrow as well.
I guess I kind of meant more over the arc of the last 6 weeks here, where things have been a little more up and down in terms of the preparation Monday to Saturday being where it needs to be.
The preparation is there. It's the execution. And I wouldn't say it's been up and down just the last 6 weeks. You know, this has been the entire season, you know, just a little bit off on some of the details. So we can tighten that thing up, all 11 of us, and I expect us to play really well.
I know you usually start off questions about statistical achievements and stuff, but when you you know, talk to a guy like Caleb Williams after a game, and he tells you he wants to grow up, or someone like Josh this week, does that make you think at all about your legacy and quarterbacks who grew up watching you like these guys?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always thinking about that. Somebody's always bringing up some sort of reference that makes me feel much older, and I was, you know, working with Gabe in the training room, and, you know, we got the same kind of inside joke sense of humor. We both graduated in 2002. So like I said, at the end of my time in Green Bay, you know, I felt really close to a lot of the guys that have been there forever, because I had 18 years together with them. And when you're in a locker room like this, you got to find ways to relate to all the guys, but you're significantly older than a lot of them. You know, you got Asante Jr. in here, played against his dad. JPJ played against his dad. There's guys across the league that I played against their fathers. So I'm thankful for that. It means I played a long time, but it's good perspective. As far as Josh goes, he's one of my favorite people in the league. You know, I've been a fan of his since he came in the league. Him and I have become friends over the years. He's a fantastic guy. I love the way he carries himself. He's arguably the best player in the league. And, you know, things have been trending up for him ever since his first year as a starter. And I just really appreciate the way he represents the league. And can't wait to see him, to tease him about all the damn commercials he's in now. But, I mean, he's on that arc. He's in the superstardom stratosphere. And I'm proud to be a friend of his and to see the way he carries himself.
Two more.
With six games left, Aaron, how important is it to get this one specifically and kind of start that run? Like you said, maybe win six out of the six left.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's important. So when you're playing at home and you're playing in the 425 slot, which means that it's going to be a semi-night game because of the time of the year that we're in. You know, these are great games. We're on the number one CBS group this week. We got the fans all day to get ready, you know, most of the day to get ready for the game. So we need a loud crowd out there, and we need a great effort. You know, these are the kind of games that you win and take a lot of momentum from as you move forward. And obviously we know what's after this one.
Last one.
Didn't practice today, kind of mirrored last Wednesday. Do you anticipate tomorrow and Friday being similar, or trying to work in even more than you did a week ago?
I'm going to see how I feel after tomorrow, but I'm going to go tomorrow and get casted up and then see how I respond.
The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown and business security company. That does not make me feel any better about Aaron Rodgers being able to play on Sunday. That last quote, you heard it. I'm going to see how I feel after tomorrow, but I'm going to go tomorrow, get casted up, and then see how I respond. They play Sunday. We're talking about a broken bone in his wrist, and he's casting up, quote unquote, 3 days before the game. Aaron, can you take snaps under center? Not today. That was yesterday. I don't anticipate that changing today or maybe even tomorrow. We'll see the injury report. We'll see how he's designated on the report later on today. But a couple of things that stuck out to me. The first question right off the bat, he's hoping, and it could all just be smoke and mirrors to prevent, you know, the Bills for the way that they prepare. But I didn't see a whole lot of change in the game plan from Aaron Rodgers to Mason Rudolph on Sunday. I don't think you did either. Hoping in time for healing 4 days before a game. Jeff Hathorn asked him about, you know, the timeline of last week and when he knew that he couldn't go against the Bears. So I'm not getting into that. What does that tell you? That I think Aaron Rodgers found out later on in the week that the injury was more serious than they let on, and that it might linger. And if it lingers to the point where he can't play Sunday and Mason Rudolph's got to go against the Bills, yikes. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up, if you listened, did what you hear from Aaron Rodgers change your opinion on whether or not he'll play Sunday? 412-928-9370. And also in the next segment, There are an alarming amount of people that have played professional sports that have either food-themed first names or last names. Dom and I will draft five of them, and you'll let us know who wins. That's coming up next on the Fan Morning Show. Bill Hillgrove at 7:50, players with food names, and your calls next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back to the Fan Morning Show. Jack Hillgrove in for Crowley and Doran, fired up to be with you on a fantastic Thanksgiving 2025. The Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. That's Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Number for that, 412-928-9370. Question this morning, is this finally the year the Steelers finish below the Fernando Mendoza line? Are they 8-9 this year? 412-928-9370. It is Thanksgiving. We consume food on Thanksgiving. There's a lot of great food to be eaten on this day. One of them is not turkey. Turkey sucks. Dom and I actually agree on that point, believe it or not. Turkey's atrocious. You got to do a bunch of prep work and like 15 million things to the thing to make it taste good. You either do that or almost light your house and neighborhood on fire trying to deep fry it to make it taste good. It does not move the needle for me. Not at all. But in that light, I text Dom yesterday and I'm like, you have any ideas for segments? His idea, let's draft a team of players instead of, oh, what's on your Thanksgiving plate? People that say, oh, drafts and picks are lazy radio. Yeah, whatever. That's fine. But you got to be innovative with it. Dom and I drafting our Thanksgiving food plates is lazy radio. So what is Mr. Newhouse School of Broadcasting cook up? We're going to draft a team of players with food-related first or last names. And there are more than you think. You had mentioned Jerry Rice and Julius Peppers, but when I Google them, I'm like, oh, yeah, ton of them. So with that, that's what we're going to do. Now, I'll ask you this. Are we judging who won and who lost by the quality of player? Or are we judging who won and who lost by the quality of their food-related name? Or can we take both into account?
I think I was leaning more toward the name, but I guess we can take both into account.
Okay.
But definitely more so name.
Yeah.
And there are some good ones.
Okay. Well, because this was your idea and I thought it was a fantastic idea, I will let you take the first pick in the draft and we'll snake. So we'll pick five.
Okay. So me, and then you get two, I get two. And
yes.
All right. Well, I mean, It's between two people for me. I think the number one pick has to be Mr. Jerry Rice.
Yep.
No doubt in my mind. Best wide receiver, second best wide receiver, excuse me, behind Randy Moss. And his last name is Rice. Has to be 1-1.
Okay. I thought you were going to go more with the name, and Rice, for the most part, is a bland food. So I thought you would have went with maybe a more of a robust food name. So I have to pivot a little bit.
See, I threw you off.
Yeah, you did. I was prepared for...
You didn't think Jerry Rice would be 1-1?
I wasn't sure if you were going to take the name or the quality of player into account more. I guess I'm going to go with two NFL Hall of Famers back-to-back here. I'm going to go, for the sake of the draft, I'll take the Steeler 1-2. I'll go Jack Ham with the second overall pick.
Good pick.
And Julius Peppers with the third overall pick.
Good picks. Both of them are on my
board. Yeah, I mean, they're Hall of Fame defensive players. Jack Ham owns the name of the better Thanksgiving meat or holiday meat in a ham. And I had some stuffed banana peppers last night in my Italian dinner that were out of this world.
They were good?
Yeah, phenomenal. Yeah. Hot sausage, mozzarella cheese, and sauce. Yeah, the
works. Why don't we eat that for Thanksgiving instead of turkey?
I'm sure there are some Italian folks out there that will prioritize the Italian-themed food over the turkey.
Oh, I'd much prefer
that. And I would have, yeah.
All right.
You've got two here, Mr. DiTomaso. Food-themed names for athletes draft.
All right. With my second pick, I almost would have went with this guy at number one. I thought Jerry Rice should have been 1-1. And I think I win this draft, quite frankly, with Daryl Strawberry with my second pick.
Wow.
Mr. Strawberry.
If I would have went with sport variety, he is not in the Hall of Fame, though.
Daryl Strawberry?
No.
Yeah, I'm not shocked. He probably should be. I know he had, you know, all his off-field issues, and then once he left the Mets, it became a whole thing. An unbelievable name, by the way.
Yeah,
Daryl
Strawberry.
And then with my third pick, I'm going back and forth between a couple people here. I'm going to go Mike Trout with my third pick.
That was one that I did not consider and slipped under my radar.
Yeah.
Because I don't eat trout.
I don't either.
But you can.
But you can. And Mike Trout's a living legend. So I'll gladly take him. Thank you very much.
Man, these next two picks here for me are incredibly important. I think I'm kind of getting taken to the woodshed right now.
I also demand you put out a Twitter poll asking who won this.
Yeah, I will. Do I go with name or do I go with some success here?
Well, what do you... I think it's based on the name. I think when people look at food names, they're like, oh, who has the best food names? Which I guess means I probably shouldn't have taken Jerry Rice, but...
This guy played 15 years.
Who played 15 years?
I don't want to give it away yet because I'm still considering. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go with him here. Again, this is our Thanksgiving-themed player draft. We're drafting players with food-related names. Jerry Rice, 1-1. I took Jack Ham and Julius Peppers. Dom followed it up with Daryl Strawberry and Mike Trout. This guy in the Hall of Fame? No. What about... I'm mixing it up here.
Sure.
I'm going to go baseball and I think football.
Yeah, it's any sport. Any sport, any food. The important thing is to not panic. Don't overthink.
This is what I'm doing. This guy stunk. Former pirate. Might have gave it away, but I don't think he's worthy being drafted here. Man. This is tough.
I mean, at some point, we've got to have a shot clock here. I know, my God, you're stalling for time over there.
I'll go. All right, so with the 3-2, I'm going with Coco Crisp.
Yeah, that's a good
one. That's more name quality, but he played for 15 years in the bigs and was a career 265 hitter.
Yeah.
Won a World Series. It's not a Hall of Fame resume, but it's a pretty darn good resume. And because I was up against the shot clock for my snake here, I'm going to go with Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, another one I had on my board.
Not a Hall of Famer. I guess a condiment is considered a food, but still a pretty darn good player for the Patriots, despite his coaching tenure being very short-lived and not very good for them.
Sure.
And I'm sure still very much appreciated in Patriots lore.
And a fantastic last name, so.
Yeah, I don't feel good about my squad here, but I'm going to wait and see who you take for your final two picks. Again, food-themed player names in sports. That's our draft here on this Thanksgiving 2025.
All right, so I have Jerry Rice, Daryl Strawberry, and Mike Trout. Now, I like where I'm at right now. I'm forming a very good squad. I got to round this out here with two good picks. There's four people here I'm thinking of. All right, I'll go Steph Curry with my fourth pick.
I didn't even think of him either.
Yeah.
I'm
proud of that one. I'll go Steph Curry.
I'm getting my ass kicked.
And then with my fourth pick, I have four people here I could go to. All right, I'm going to take this guy, and this one could be controversial. Because
how does the greatest three-point shooter of all time get taken with the third to last pick?
Yeah, I know. I
botched this.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Now, this guy, the name is spelled differently than the food item.
I will protest then.
Okay, I'll tell you who it is, and then you tell me if you want to protest.
Okay.
I was going to go Paul Coffey with number 5. Now, Coffey...
No, that's fine.
You're going to allow
it? Yeah, that's fine.
All right, then I'll take Paul Coffey with my 5th pick. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I love my squad.
Yeah, it's really good. I think I got my ass kicked here.
Well, you still have a 5th pick. You can take a Tom Brady here.
I could go with a former Super Bowl champion Steelers punter and Mitch Berger.
Oh, good one.
But I'm not going to do that. Channing Frye played it. I can do this now because this is the last pick of the draft, and I can throw out some good ones. Samari and Antrell Roll. Cornbread Maxwell was the 12th overall pick in the 1977 NBA draft.
Yeah, but was his first name actually Cornbread? I'm sure it was like Dave or something.
Cedric Maxwell.
Ah, protest.
Okay, well... He was a 2-time champ in the 80-81 Finals MVP, but you took Curry Chicken. I mean, Chef Curry was his nickname, so it's like that's food related.
Yep. There's an argument Steph Curry could have been 1-1, by the way.
Yeah. I'm going to go with not a sexy pick, but a pick that represents success of the player, and I could be totally botching this. And I probably have some people screaming about it right now if I missed one. Oh, you know what?
Go ahead.
I am going to pivot here. Are we going to protest if your name's Dom DiTommaso and I draft two of the same last name?
Yeah.
It's food related.
What, are you going to go ham again?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm not going to protest it, but I think that loses you the draft automatically.
Because it's not creative enough?
Yeah, I think people will look at that and say, you got only four names here.
All right, well, I'm going to let the people be my judge, and I'm going to take arguably one of the greatest women's soccer players in United States history and take Mia Hamm with my last pick.
Wow. Really?
Yep.
Two Hams?
Two Hams. But I think you could make the argument that Coco Crisp is a double.
Sure. Sure. Did you consider Pie Trainer at all?
I actually considered Felix PA before Pie Trainer.
Oh, yeah. How about Jamal Fudge?
No.
There was a Reds pitcher from the 1800s called Noodles Hahn.
That's fantastic.
I almost
took
Rob, it.
But... Ron Cook covered his first start.
Yes, I believe so. I remember hearing that.
the one that I was contemplating with me and him was Bubba Franks, tight end with the Packers and the Jets, three-time Pro Bowler, but only played 9 years.
Oh, Franks?
Yeah.
I think you can do better than that.
Yeah, which is why I'm going to go with me and him. All right, so my team in the food named related athletes... Jack Ham, Julius Peppers, Coco Crisp, Gerard Mayo, and Mia Hamm. Dom's is Jerry Rice, Daryl Strawberry, Mike Trout, Steph Curry, and Paul Coffey. I'm going to tweet out the Twitter poll. You can follow me at Jack_Hillgrove. Let us know who won. I think I lost. Coming up next, my grandpap, voice of the Panthers, Bill Hillgrove. He'll join us. That's brought to you by Lot 17 in Bloomfield. You can check them out at lot17pgh.com. Pap will join us next on The Fan Morning Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. It's a big-time football weekend in Pittsburgh. It starts on Saturday with a new playing surface at Acrisure Stadium after the four WPIL championship games this past Saturday. The first team to utilize it, the Pitt Panthers. Now ranked 22nd again in the college football playoff poll. They host number 12 Miami. They need to win and get some help to make the ACC championship game, but a tall task as the 12th ranked Miami Hurricanes come to town with Carson Beck and the boys. To talk about it and more, we now welcome to the Fan Morning Show and the Fan Hotline. On Thanksgiving, a time for family, we're going to have some family time this morning as well. In addition to him being the voice of the Pitt Panthers, he is my grandfather, Bill Hillgrove, joining the show. Pap, happy Thanksgiving. Good morning. Thanks to for keeping up with your regularly scheduled appearance on the holiday. But I like to think that because it's me, you didn't need much convincing.
Yeah, Jack. First things first. You know, the family comes first, and then we worry about those other titles later. I'm proud to be your grandpa, and I think you're doing a great job and keep up the good work, and I'm just a little bit less than objective, but I'll say it anyhow. Yeah, this is going to be a defining moment, I think, in Pitt football. Yeah, they'd like to get to the championship game. That's what you start the season for, and that's their number one objective, and if they come up short of that, it's not going to be a good thing. Miami's tough. Carson Beck, what is he, eighth in the country in pass efficiency, 22 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. He does have 9 interceptions, and that kind of plays into the Panther hand a little bit. So let's see how that plays out. But it's going to be fun, and I love Boosie Turner, freshman of the week.
Yeah, he was on my list here for you. I mean, you talk about, and everybody's talked about how big time Mason Heinschel has been and how much of a key contributor he's been to the turnaround this season. But in an offense coming into the year that a lot of people thought was going to run through Desmond Reed, and rightfully so, he's one of the more dynamic players in the country. He has been hit with the injury bug all season long, and you think, oh man, what's the Pitt offense going to do? They've got one heck of a freshman in addition to Mason Heinschel, in Jakirian Turner, Boosie Turner. I mean, how crucial has him coming on as a true freshman been to, you know, Pitt's 8-3 record going into Miami?
Well, I think, you know, Jack, it's just basic football. When you have a running game to take the pressure off the quarterback, and I know the quarterback has performed well, but you can't expect a freshman to carry the whole offense. But how about two freshmen carrying the whole offense? One on each shoulder, I guess. And, you know, that's amazing. But I've witnessed it. I've witnessed some pretty good backs in my day. And I got to say, Boosie's right up there. I'm not going to try to define him. But if you ask me about my top five, I think he's in the conversation.
Bill Hillgrove with us on the Fan Hotline. Pat, they've got the top offense in the ACC. It's pretty darn good. Or I'm sorry, Georgia Tech had the top offense in the ACC last week that they held to under 100 yards a game below average last week. What goes into, I know you talked about Carson Beck a little bit, but what goes into another big-time defensive performance against Miami this week, assuming that they don't have another 100-yard pick six, because those are pretty hard to come by?
Yeah, they sure are, but boy, was that timely, because the momentum was shifting the wrong way, and all of a sudden it belonged to Pitt again. You know, Miami has balance. They've got a good running game. Fletcher, the running back, scores a lot of touchdowns. They've got receivers. And, you know, how about the O-line?
Yeah.
I looked at it when I did the stats. Of the 14 guys on their depth chart, 8 of them are over 330.
That's big time.
I mean, that's, you know, that's pretty big. But, you know, this is going to be a classic football clash. You've got size against the Panthers' speed on defense. Let's see who wins. Let's see how that plays out. Will Carson Beck line up and try to shove the ball down the Panthers' throats? I don't think so. I think they're going to have to stay balanced to move the ball. So I'm looking forward to it.
Defensively, they're tops in the conference. Points per game, 14.5. That's first by a decent margin. Wake Forest is second, and they average 19 points allowed per game. And then yards per game, it's an even bigger margin, 282 yards allowed per game. Louisville's defense is second in the league at 314.9. That's a tall task for a freshman quarterback. But I guess the silver lining, at least that I can find for Mason Heinschel in this Pitt offense, is that Notre Dame defense is pretty darn good as well. And Pitt took some lumps against that Notre Dame defense, and so did Mason Heinschel. Do you find silver linings in that? Do you have confidence that the Pitt offense and Mason Heinschel, you know, can take a lot away from what they saw that Notre Dame defense, and maybe to where, you know, a performance like that might not happen again against another tough defense on Saturday?
I think they've already showed you that they learned from that Notre Dame disappointing performance. And, you know, I think that day Notre Dame could have beaten a pro football team. That's how good they were in every single category. But let's see if Miami can match that. Yeah, their run defense is, what, sixth in the country. 92 yards a game, that's not many. And so let's see if a 200-yard back can run against a stout defense. That's going to be probably the number one key in the game. But I'm looking forward to it. Panthers are one touchdown underdog, but they were underdogs last week and showed the world that they didn't belong in that category. So let's see what happens. That's why they play the games.
Absolutely. Pitt needs to win and needs either University of Virginia or SMU to lose on Saturday night, and they're in the ACC championship. Pap, before I let you go, before the football game, the basketball squad that's struggling, they host Ohio State tomorrow night. The Buckeyes score a lot of points. What goes into maybe Jeff Capel's squad getting back on track after a disappointing loss?
Yeah, that's not a good matchup because the Panthers, if they had a failing against Quinnipiac, it was defense. And they've got to shore that up. And, you know, a good part of defense is the passion. And that's what I didn't see last week. But maybe the Buckeyes will bring it out. You know, it's one of the many Power Four games that they play before they get into the ACC. They get Texas A&M coming in right behind that. Everybody was disappointed in that performance. Let's hope it was just that and not an indication of where this team is headed.
Bill Hillgrove, my grandpap, voice of the Panthers on the Fan Morning Show. Pap, I love you. Thanks for getting up with me this morning. Happy Thanksgiving, and I will talk to you soon. Appreciate you as always.
Jack, same to you and yours. Love you, and keep up the good work.
I'll do my best. Hail to Pitt, and we'll talk to you soon. There he goes, the voice of the Panthers, my grandpap, Mr. Bill Hillgrove. Always a pleasure to talk to him. Talk to him, obviously, quite frequently away from the airwaves, but on a day that it revolves around family and being thanks on Thanksgiving, I guess fitting that his weekly hit on the morning show happens on Thursdays, week in and week out with Crowley and Dorn. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High of 34 today, low of 28. Cold, maybe, I don't know, some frost, ice out there. Be careful if you're commuting back and forth to family members' houses on the holiday today. Let's take a look at the Twitter poll so far, Dom. We've got 11 votes, and you are winning 54.5% to 45.5%. But if you missed it, Dom and I, in the last segment, drafted athletes with food-themed or related names in light of Thanksgiving being a food-centered holiday. So our teams are there. You can follow me on Twitter. You can see the poll on my Twitter page, at @Jack_Hillgrove. Let us know who won. Give us a vote. And I think Dom won. I'm not endorsing Dom by any means, but I think I got ousted.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.